Hey everyone, this is Renee Fry from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. More people than ever want to be happy in their career and personal life, but they're going about it all wrong. I'm here to set the record straight and emphasize the importance of prioritizing your mindset. I am thrilled you're here. Hey everyone, I'm so glad you're here listening today because I'm covering a topic every single one of us deals with. Every single one of us experiences it. It's an emotion that we feel. You've probably felt this emotion a million times in your lifetime. It's one in particular we all experience and sometimes wish we could erase it, delete it, get rid of it. The emotion that I'm talking about is fear. It's such a huge emotion for us, isn't it? Like the big, bad, scary wolf. Today, I'm going to share what fear is, where it comes from, a story of how I move forward in the face of fear, and a solution to help you take action and crush fear once and for all. So let's dig into the nitty-gritty first of what fear actually is. We all know it is that unpleasant, scary feeling that something's going to cause us pain or a threat, right? Our brains made fear to protect us way back when we were cavemen and women in the day, alerting us to wild animals who might have been ready to attack and all this shit like that. Well, now this is not what we're worried about anymore. We're not worried about being attacked by wild animals. What are the odds that we're going to be harmed by danger? Pretty slim. Fear, the word alone when I say it, probably makes you feel a certain way. I'm sure just thinking about the word brings up icky emotions inside of you. Many people have many, many fears. Fear of leaving a job. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough, fear of not having enough time, fear of ending a relationship, fear of being in a loving relationship, fear of getting older. Fear is a total fucking dream killer for people. It comes up and then people stop. They stop taking action and they give up. They give in to failure. It's just an emotion we can change inside of us. I'm not going to let some damn feeling inside my body stop me from going after my dreams. Two of the biggest and most common fears that lurk in our subconscious minds are the fear of rejection, because we all want to be liked. And the second is the fear of not being good enough, a fear of being inadequate. Now, I want to have some fun with fear so we can shake it up and change how we see it. Let's gamify it. I've got three acronyms for fear. The first one is hilarious and funny, but the other two might really want to be something you write down so you can remember it and put it in your toolkit for when fear pops up in your life. So on to the funny one. Like if you're being chased by a bear, fear, F-E-A-R, stands for fuck everything and run. Ah, right? Yeah, super funny. The other two acronyms I have for you are awesome. Fear, F-E-A-R, stands for false evidence appearing real. Let me repeat that if you're writing that down. False evidence appearing real. The second one that I have is awesome too, which fear stands for face everything and rise. Let me repeat it again if you're writing it down. Face everything and rise. Both of those last two acronyms that I shared are completely valid. Fear really is false evidence appearing real. And when you realize that you should most definitely face everything and rise, you gotta go do it. Let me dig into fear more as appearing as false evidence a little bit more. So when we are feeling the emotions of fear, It can appear real because it's an illusion that our mind creates. And when we feel fearful, it can distort our perceptions. And then that feeling of that emotion influences our actions or influences our inactions. And if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you understand from what I've shared in the past is that we are all able to control our thoughts, and our thoughts create our emotions. Therefore, we can control our emotions. I know, it's easier said than done. But when you learn how to master your emotions, your quality of life will skyrocket. How you see the world will change. How you interact with people will change. It will allow you to lead a much more fulfilling life. Let me share a personal story with you. Back in the day, in my mid-20s, I was working at a company called Agilon. It was a recruiting firm. And I was a top performer. I went on all the award trips each year. I loved what I did. I loved helping companies find their future employees, and I loved helping people get pay raises and promotions. But as time went on through my tenure there, I didn't like some of the approaches that leadership wanted us to use. I remember seeing one of the managers tapping someone's phone saying, "Get on the phone, get on the phone," in an effort to try to get them on the phone. Yuck, right? Who wants that? And as I saw this was going on, I knew there was a better way, and I had a huge light bulb go off in my mind. I'm going to start my own recruiting company. Okay, great, Renee. Then I was like, damn it, recruiting firms are a dime a dozen. There are millions of them out there, so how the hell am I going to differentiate myself? What is going to be my secret sauce that no one else has? Eventually, I got it. In my profession, they say recruiters at recruiting firms go to corporate to die. Now, this isn't literal, meaning if a recruiter goes from an agency and goes to become a corporate recruiter, they never bounce back out to the agency world. Well, I can get into that, but that doesn't matter in this podcast. So I decided I needed to work for a large, well-known company as a corporate recruiter for a few years, and then I was going to bounce out and start my own recruiting company. Boom. Okay, great. Now, I was making bank at Agilon. We're talking like $250,000 a year. I highly doubted that a corporate salary is going to pay me that because I was straight commission, homie. I was also leading two different teams in two cities, and I loved leading teams and recruiting. I loved coaching and mentoring my teams. I truly believed I had the most perfect job for me. A few months before this, a corporate recruiter from Target had called me, and we had known each other from working together at a previous company. She was recruiting for recruiters for Target and thought I'd be amazing. I'd be a great fit. And at that time, I told her I wasn't interested, but I actually referred several of my Agilon colleagues. Lo and behold, a couple of them got jobs and went to work at Target Corporation. Awesome, right? So when I decided I needed this edge before I could start my own company, I made some calls to my former colleagues who I had referred. And I had an interview immediately, and I went through the whole process and I was offered the job. Now, I should also share that at Agilon, all I recruited for at the time was accounting and finance positions. Target wanted me to recruit for IT roles, information technology, and I was like, I've never done that before. I mean, I'm married to a techie. Does that count? This is where the fear came in. It was a mountain of fears, one stacked up onto another, stretching into the sky. It was fear of leaving a job where I loved my responsibilities, fear of leaving a team I loved and cherished, fear of joining a humongous corporation. Their headquarter building had like 20,000 people working in it. I would visualize myself at work passing complete strangers every single day. I've never experienced that in my life. Where at Agilon, I'd walk into the office, I knew everyone. There was only like 15 or 20 of us there. Fear of having to learn all the functions in IT, learn the skills and the lingo of information technology. All I did know is that the terminology sounded complicated because I had heard my husband talking about it in the past. I didn't know what the hell a software program was or what infrastructure was. And it was all a bunch of gobbledygook to me, right? I even had fear of abandoning my clients. I grew my book of business at Agilon. I grew that by myself, and I had phenomenal relationships with these people. I cared about my clients. Fear of leaving my annual income. I was right. Target was not paying anywhere near what I was making at Agilon. So fear of taking a huge pay cut. And what this pretty much boils down to is the fear of the unknown. When you change jobs, there is a massive unknown factor. You've seen the joint a couple times through interviews. You've met a couple people there. Do you really know what it's gonna be like to work there? Hell no. Do you really know what all the special projects mean on the job description? Hell no. Somehow you have faith. Perhaps it's your intuition telling you inside, this feels good. You get a good vibe with these people. We change jobs because we're either running from something we don't like or we're running towards something that we really desire. Running from something we don't like, a micromanaging boss, having to be in the office in person 5 days a week, someone who's always taking credit for your work. Then we're running towards something, a promotion, a bigger title, more responsibility, bigger paycheck, collaborative team, ability to take ownership of your role. At the end of the day, I decided to blow up my fear mountain with some dynamite, and I made that sucker crumple down to earth in a pile of rubble. And I simply stayed focused on my goal of being an entrepreneur one day, and I joined the massive Target empire. When I started there the first week, oh my gosh, I realized I was on a very experienced team of tech recruiters. And I was the newbie. I went from being the big cheese to the kindergartner. So I soaked it all up. I learned everything I could. And I had an incredible 7-year career there. And in my time, I not only learned how to recruit for IT, I learned how to recruit for merchandising, sourcing, engineering, marketing, HR, supply chain, you name it. I recruited for it at Target. I saw that entire company 360. And I did what I set out to do. I started Talent Q, a nationwide recruiting firm, and we are still here today, 9 years later. Yes! Think if I didn't explode my fear mountain, where would I be? In a cubicle? I don't even want to think about that. When I feel fear, I always push through because on the other side is pure magic. I believe life is way too short to let fear stop me. Fear is temporary. It's simply a feeling, and you're in control of your feelings. I'm the type of person who will run, kick, punch, smash through that fear, stare it straight in the eye, and say, "You will not hold me back, motherfucker. I will never let fear stop me." To be honest, I wouldn't let anything stop me. I own my life. I'm in control of my experience here. And I am not going to let some emotion or thing get in the way. When I feel fear come up in my body, I see it as a signal telling me I'm right where I need to be. It's like the universe saying, push through this, Renee, and on the other side, you're going to be rewarded. And that belief always reminds me of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Phenomenal book. It's one of my favorite books of all time. In the book, he shares a story about gold miners who are digging for gold. And these miners, they're digging and digging and digging. Bunch of them finally gave up. They threw in the towel, sold off their claims. Little did they know, if they just kept going right on the other side, like an inch of where they were significant deposits of gold. Damn it, right? Go get your gold. You gotta get comfortable feeling uncomfortable. This is one of my most favorite sayings in the whole world. Get comfortable feeling uncomfortable. There's actually a video I love on Google where Elizabeth Gilbert is being interviewed by someone from Salesforce talking about one of her books. You can Google her name and the word Salesforce and it'll pop up. It's super short, like 3 minutes, well worth watching, most definitely. I'll give you the gist of it here. She's talking about living side by side with fear. She talks about going on this creative journey where fear is invited. And anytime before she starts writing a book, she grabs a chair, an empty chair, and she puts fear in the chair, sits down and talks to it. And she tells it, your sister, creativity, and I, we're getting in a van. We're headed on this road trip. Your job is to sit in the back screaming, we're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. I'll let you do your job in the back and creativity and I will do our jobs and write this book. But you don't get to drive. You don't get to help pick the way we're going. You don't get to help us decide the snacks or the music, but you get to be in the car with us. This is a great way to acknowledge the fact that fear is going to be there, but it is not in control. You are. You'll either experience temporary discomfort now while working to achieve your dreams, or you'll experience long-term discomfort in the form of regret from not going after them. Wouldn't your life be so much less exhausting if you didn't spend time in the anxiety of fear? What are you so fearful of that's putting a roadblock in your life? What type of life is waiting for you on the other side of the roadblock? If you determine what you're fearful of and how to blast through it head on, what's the worst thing that will happen? You fail and you come back stronger and more prepared than you were the first time. That doesn't sound too bad to me. If you don't know how to push past your fear and use it as a sign that something extraordinary is on the other side of it, and just think of Nike when fear pops up and say, I see you, I know you're there, but then do like Nike, just do it. If this motivational pep talk isn't working for you and you still need some tactics to handle that fear inside of you, I've got 5 steps you can use. So first, acknowledge when you're feeling fear in your body. Say, hey, fear, I feel you. Second, journal it. Write down the thoughts of fear that you're having. Get them all out. Third step, go back to each and every thought you wrote down and ask yourself, how true is that? One by one, ask them. Of course, nothing that you wrote down will be true. The fourth step, ask yourself, what can I do to take one small action to move forward even though fear is present? And the fifth step, take that teeny action, teeny tiny action, and follow through. This will allow you to dip your toe in the water and see you're not going to die. Then you might want to jump in the water, bring your whole body there in the water after all. So the key points from today's episode are, all fear is an emotion that you can conquer. Fear has no power over you if you allow yourself to feel it. And don't let false evidence appearing real stop you from going after your dreams. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Share this episode with someone you love and go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please hit the follow button so we can grow our community of conscious professionals. Whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can find the button at the top of the page. See you next week. Cheers, everyone.